Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India-China relations has just taken place with the 35th meeting of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs, or WMCC, being held in Beijing on 27 May 2026. The Indian delegation was led by Sujit Ghosh, Joint Secretary, East Asia, in the Ministry of External Affairs, while the Chinese side was led by Ho Yangqi, Director General, Boundary and Oceanic Affairs Department, in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The two sides reviewed the line of actual control, or lack, situation, discussed delimitation, border management, and trans-border rivers, and agreed to prepare for the next round of special representatives talks in China. But why does this matter? To understand the significance of the WMCC, it's essential to know what it is and where it fits in the India-China border diplomacy hierarchy. The WMCC operates below the Special Representatives Mechanism, which is the political strategic channel. The SR talks started in 2003 and remain the formal track for settlement, while the WMCC is the operational or technical layer. The India-China border diplomacy has a three-tier architecture, with the Special Representatives Mechanism at the top, followed by the WMCC, and then the Corps Commander-level talks. This three-tier structure is crucial in understanding how India and China engage on border issues. Now, let's look at the key outcomes from the 35th round of WMCC talks. The two sides reviewed the overall ground situation along the 3,488-kilometer lac and reaffirmed their adherence to the Border Defense Cooperation Agreement, or BDCA, of 2013. They also discussed delimitation and preparation for the next SR meeting, which will continue the boundary clarification work. Trans-border rivers were another critical topic of discussion, with a focus on hydrological data sharing for the Brahmaputra, also known as the Yalang Tsangpo, and the Sutlej. The expert-level mechanism on trans-border rivers is a formal channel for discussion, and hydrological data sharing during monsoon months is the principal deliverable. However, China's Medog Dam project, announced in December 2024, has raised significant concerns in India, particularly regarding downstream impacts. The WMCC talks also covered personnel exchanges and direct flights, with a focus on continuing the normalization of post-2020 disruptions. The next SR meeting is set to be held in China, with the date yet to be announced. Now, let us turn to the Government of India's position on the border issue. Aksai Chin and Arunachal Pradesh are considered integral parts of India, and this stand is reaffirmed in every WMCC and SR engagement. China's claim to Arunachal Pradesh as Zangan is rejected, and China's periodic renaming of places in Arunachal is treated as legally meaningless. The boundary question itself will be resolved through the SR mechanism on a three-step roadmap, as outlined in the Guiding Principles of 2005. Trans-border rivers are a critical aspect of the India-China border dynamics, and the expert-level mechanism is the formal channel for discussion. Hydrological data sharing is essential, but China's Medog Dam project has raised concerns about downstream impacts. The 35th WMCC talks have wider significance, as they signal the routinization of dialogue between India and China on border issues. The post-Galwan normalization is now institutionalized, and the lack has been relatively quiet since the October 2024 disengagement. This round of talks also highlights India's hedging strategy, as the country deepens its ties with the Quad while maintaining structured engagement with Beijing. The trade angle is also crucial, with bilateral trade between India and China crossing $118 billion in the financial year 2024 and $127 billion in the financial year 2025. India's trade deficit with China remains the largest single country gap. Now, Let us look at the watchpoints in the India-China border dynamics. The Medog Dam project is a significant concern, as it raises questions about China's unilateralism on the Brahmaputra. Buffer zones created during the 2020-2022 disengagements are also contested, and patrolling rights remain an issue. Cyber and grey zone activities are under discussed at the WMCC and need a separate track. Moving on to the way forward, boundary clarification at the sector level is essential, with different approaches needed for the western, middle, and eastern sectors. A hydrological agreement on the Brahmaputra is also necessary, with a focus on binding data sharing and early warning mechanisms. Trade rebalancing is another critical aspect, with a need to leverage market access concessions on critical goods to address the deficit. People-to-people normalization is also important, with a focus on student visas, tourist exchanges, and journalist accreditation. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, and covers India's neighborhood relations, bilateral, regional, and global groupings, and agreements involving India. The three-tier architecture of India-China border diplomacy, multi-alignment, and transboundary water cooperation are all critical aspects to focus on. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The 35th WMCC meeting was held in Beijing on 27th May 2026. The WMCC was established on 17th January 2012. The Indian lead for the WMCC is Sujit Ghosh, Joint Secretary, East Asia, in the Ministry of External Affairs. The Chinese lead is Hou Yangqi, Director General, Boundary and Oceanic Affairs Department, in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The Special Representatives Mechanism was established in 2003, and the current Special Representatives are NSA Ajit Doval for India and FM Wang Yi for China. The 23rd SR talks were held in December 2024 in Beijing. The Border Defense Cooperation Agreement, or BDCA, was signed in 2013. The LAC is approximately 3,488 kilometers long. The Galwan clash occurred on 15th June 2020, resulting in the martyrdom of 20 Indian soldiers. The Demchok and Depsang disengagement took place on 21st October 2024. Bilateral trade between India and China was approximately $127 billion in the financial year 2025. The Government of India's stand is that Aksai Chin and Arunachal Pradesh are integral parts of India. China's renaming of places in Arunachal Pradesh is rejected by India, and the Medog Dam project is a planned 60-gigawatt project announced in December 2024. The significance of the 35th WMCC talks lies in their ability to institutionalize dialogue between India and China on border issues, and the routinization of these talks is a positive development in the context of India-China relations.